Stars from Rockland USA Studios in Washington. This is Rock on the Money. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of your hard-earned monies. We're just here to give you ideas, answer your questions, and keep you updated on your path to multi-millions without any fees or commissions. It's kind of what we do here. I'm Craig with Amanda, and we are your host, and we are so glad you've joined us. Phone lines are open 24 hours a day, 989-888-ROCK, 989-888-7625. If you're too shy to leave a voicemail or text us, you can always email us to podcast@rocklandusa.com. Right, Amanda?
That's right, Craig.
How you doing, girl?
I'm great. How are you?
Did you survive the holidays?
Barely.
Same here. I overworked myself. I got December scheduling backed me into a corner. So
Yeah. Well, we were in Wisconsin where it was much colder than Florida.
Now I'm freezing. What's coming up?
Well, we have a good episode today. We are going to do an Apple podcast review, share that with our listeners, and then we are going to follow that up with a full segment of Savvy Savings Today on side hustles.
And that does deserve a whole show, basically, because there's just so much information about
there is,
it. So.
Yeah, and we still only barely scrape the surface.
And we had so much input from our faithful fans in the Facebook group, so we want to give it. We want to give it a lot of time. So, but first, you can find us everywhere, every platform out there for podcasting, and also on Facebook. Just check us out. It's facebook.com/rockonthemoney, I believe, Amanda.
Yeah, it is. And it's actually really easy to listen right on our website as well. You don't need a special app or anything. You just click on the play button.
Yeah. I turn them all into video format for Facebook. That's the only way you can do a podcast, apparently, on Facebook. But people seem to like it. We get more viewers and listeners there than we do everywhere else, which is kind of interesting. Let's do the podcast review. This one is from Roman over on Apple iTunes on our podcast page over there. And by the way, we really, really enjoy your reviews. It really helps us out a lot. Yes. Roman says, great investment podcast. Great podcast. If you're serious about investing, give it a listen. Pretty much.
I hope people do listen. Otherwise, it's just me and you listening to ourselves. It is funny.
We're pretty good. We're getting there.
Yeah. Way to pat yourself on the back, Craig.
Yes. Hold on. Hear that?
Yep.
Hey, we're up to Savvy Savings. What's up?
Today's topic, side gigs, side hustle. Yeah.
I love this.
So we actually did a quick poll. I don't know if we call it a poll, or we just asked our group on Facebook what some of them do as side gigs and got some great suggestions here. So I'm just going to run through this list here, and then we've got some other ideas to throw out there. And then we'll wrap it up with what some of the things that Craig and I have done. Yeah, that should be interesting.
Yeah, it should be.
So some of our Facebook group members have done DJing weddings or parties. One was an armed security guard, an adjunct teacher or online teacher, a mortgage broker. That does seem like that would be something you'd have to invest some time in getting some certifications for. So I'm not sure you could just do that right away.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you all can hear, but Roscoe's here snoring.
No, I can't hear him snoring, but I love that. That's funny. Yeah.
I just wanted to explain that in case there was some weird rumbling.
Roscoe, we fit him into the show.
We fit him in, yes. He came in to see what I'm doing and immediately collapsed into a nap to snore. So another suggestion here, a salsa instructor.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. You know, I am a terrible dancer, so I could use some lessons.
I'm very white.
Yeah, well, I dance like Elaine from Seinfeld.
You know? I'm worse.
Pet sitting. So a great idea there is, and we use this one, is Rover.com. We find all of our sitters. Yeah, an app, Craig, if you could believe it.
Nope, we fit the app in there.
We fit an app in. Gotcha. So we find all of Roscoe's pet sitters on Rover.com and actually have one come and stay with him at the house because he's pampered.
I think I read a blog post somewhere that said people that do pet sitting side gigs can make about $1,000 a month.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Easily. I mean, it was like easily $1,000 a month.
Yeah, I mean, so the going rate per night is probably between $30 and $40. So if you're booked every night, yeah. Or if you do it in your own home, you can kind of double or triple book up because you can watch, you know, a couple people's pets in your own home.
Right.
We don't allow that. We have the sitter come to our house.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Someone else does some FedEx contracting. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but that sounds interesting. Like maybe you deliver FedEx packages.
Well, I know one of the FedEx trucks that comes by here, it's a white big FedEx truck, got the big letters on it, but in small letters by the door, it has a different company. It says operated by, and it's a smaller company. So maybe they do that. Like you can do the Amazon delivery as a little contractor too.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. I love this next one. Officiating ice hockey. So I don't know. I don't know if that's for little kids or if it's like
I actually know who that is.
Oh.
Yep. No, they're always out officiating and posting on Facebook. Yep.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I did some umpiring for like T-ball, softball. It was.
Oh, yeah.
It was excruciatingly painful sometimes.
You know what? As a parent, painful to watch.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Well.
But you're a parent. You're like, yay.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're the parent. T-ball, I'll imagine you're not.
Yeah, like 4-on-4 soccer, same thing. It's like, ugh.
So another suggestion from our member is photography.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, a substitute teacher. This is great. I actually have a friend here in Tampa who, she's also a military spouse, and picks up substitute teach. Of course, you have to be licensed or have the right credentials for this to happen, but it's like app-based as well, I understand. And they put out jobs and she can just pick up the jobs on the app and teaches at a different school like every day.
Oh, wow.
Someone else had a cookie business on Etsy. I loved that.
Wow.
Yeah, cookies. I thought Etsy was just something like you order crafts and they're shipped to you. And I didn't really think about edible things being...
That's what I thought. I need to go on there and look.
Yeah, wow. So that's interesting. Someone else is an independent travel agent. Hmm. So that's fun. Realtors, lots of realtors on the side. Hmm. And then other people have done these surveys, like you can get an app and just take surveys in your spare time and get like a dollar or two for each survey. So that's another idea.
Hmm.
So those are some of the ideas from our group. I did come up with some other ideas.
Let's hear them.
So you can rent out either your whole house or a room in your house on Airbnb or VRBO.
I know a lot of people who do that and they make a killing.
Yeah, it can be very lucrative. Now, the one thing, so this is my lawyer hat coming on.
Uh-oh. You ruin everything.
I know, lawyers suck all the fun out. You do have to be mindful of your local ordinances. And of course, if you're in a rental agreement, like a lease, you do have to make sure you have the rights in your lease to what's called subletting. Mm-hmm. And if you're in an HOA, you might run into other problems there.
Right.
So that's one option. Similarly, Uber or Lyft, if you're willing to drive other people around, the ride sharing apps are one option. Again, the little lawyer hat comes on and you want to check with your own car insurance company to make sure you don't sacrifice your car insurance coverage for that. A lot of them have gap coverage or for those ride sharing. This one I think is interesting. There's an app called Turo where you can rent out your car.
Very familiar with it. Yep.
When you're not using it. I tried to convince my husband to do that while he was in Kuwait and his truck was just sitting in the driveway.
Oh, no.
He said, no way.
I can't imagine renting my car out to other people. I know. You know, I have a limit to what I'm... I don't think...
Well, my husband is extremely money motivated, I should say. And I guess that's a better way than saying like stingy, right?
Yeah.
But that was his limit. He's like, no.
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 That's my vehicle. No, you're not. Yeah. No.
So there's similar to that. You can rent out your boat on BoatSetter.
Ooh, you can rent out
your RV.
I think that's even worse than renting out my car.
You know, you can actually rent out your boat not to have people boat in it, but to just stay in it like a room or overnight on Airbnb.
Okay.
Yeah. So that I might. I don't have a boat. Like, I'm not that fancy. But if I did, I would definitely think about renting it out for people to just sleep in.
Typically, people that like to save money don't have boats.
No.
Although, they don't go hand in hand until you've made it.
No, that you just make friends with someone who has a boat.
Exactly.
There's two great days when you have a boat, the day you buy it and the day you sell it.
There you go.
Those are the best days.
Yeah, typically,
Interesting, though. I have a friend who, they have a membership to a boat club, so they don't actually own a boat, but they just pay a monthly fee, and then they just call up the club or on their app reserve a boat, and it's like valet. They just bring them a boat. You get to use it for the day, and then the club takes care of all the washing and maintenance. So that part, if I were a boater and inclined to enjoy boating, which I'm not, then I would consider that.
I've rented plenty of boats. I figured that was the easier way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. You can rent out your RV if you have one of those on RV Share.
Okay.
You can do personal shopping for people using Shipt or Instacart.
What'd you say?
Shipt.
Oh, Shipt.
Shipt.
Okay. Just checking.
Or Instacart, yeah.
Okay.
There's this interesting app called We Go Look, where you are a contractor and they have, like, someone needs to go and take pictures to confirm a property is vacant, or you need to go take pictures of a car for a car accident situation, and you just upload the photos.
Really? I could do that.
So I have done that. It's
How much do you get paid for that?
Each job pays differently, so it's anywhere between $12 and $25 per pictures.
Oh.
And then you can write off your mileage to and from on your tax returns.
Well, that sounds easy.
Mm-hmm. My sister gave me this idea. There's an app called Baby Quip, so you can rent out your baby equipment that you're not using anymore.
Ooh, that's a good one. But make sure you're not renting out your car seats.
See, now you've got the lawyer hat on.
No, I took the car seat installer course.
Yeah.
I'm like one of those official people that installs car seats.
Yep.
You never use secondhand car seats.
No, because you don't know if they've been in a car accident or what's going
weakened on, or in the sun expired. And all that. Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm a firehouse lawyer.
I was about to say the same thing, but you beat me to it.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is your segment. You go.
No. Chime in. You can sell some of your things on Letgo, OfferUp, or Facebook Marketplace. Those are all good, like, online garage sales. You can flip clothes on Poshmark, Mercari, or ThredUp.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What's that website for sneakers, tennis shoes?
Oh, I don't know.
There's one that where people buy and sell sneakers.
Yeah,
I know limited edition Nike stands for hundreds of dollars.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know.
Yeah, sorry, I threw you off. But that's another thing that people, it's very active.
Yeah, they go snatch up like 5 pairs of these sneakers and then sell them.
And they make a living doing that. That's crazy. Yeah, anyway,
it's crazy. If you're crafty, you could open up a store on Etsy like our cookie maker does, or do craft fairs. My mom and my sisters are very crafty. I'm only crafty with words.
Yeah.
not with yarn,
right?
Like they are. So they have. My mom has a great Etsy store, JJ Off the Hook, that she sells her creations on. Let's see, what's next? Oh, you could deliver food using like DoorDash or Eat Street or Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of the get the food delivered to me, but you could deliver food. And this is an interesting one. There's apps out there that a lot you can teach online, just little classes. Like maybe you're good at guitar and you want to give guitar lessons for 20 minutes. You could sell some of your segments there. Udemy is one option. There's this other site called VIP Kid, where you can teach English online.
How about you, Craig? I like Udemy, by the way.
Oh, did I say that wrong?
I've bought many courses from them.
Yeah.
But this is the time of year that you buy them. They're only like $9. Normally, they could be a couple hundred dollars. Mm-hmm. But during Christmas, they're always like a couple dollars. So I just stack them up. A bunch of them, I haven't even used them yet. But once you get it, it's lifetime. So that's a little savings tip there
you go.
For that website.
So what have you done for side gigs
in the past or
present? I mean, obviously right now you're supposed to be retired and you're doing two almost full-time gigs. I wouldn't even call them side gigs.
Well, I came from the fire department. While I was there, I've done everything. I literally have done everything. Some of the jobs that I had on the side where I worked for CBS Radio in Washington, actually it was a full-time job in addition to the fire department job.
Yeah, that's you're doing side gigs wrong.
Yeah, I know. When I do side gigs, I'm like, oh, 40 hours a week. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
But doing a second career in public safety is actually very normal. A lot of guys in the fire department will do tree cutting. They do lawns.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Because there's apps out there if you want to get someone to cut your grass.
I didn't even think of, you're thinking of great ones that even younger teenagers can do.
Yeah, like the Tackle app. You can be a person to work on Tackle, all these little side jobs. So a lot of firefighters, public safety, they like to use tools. Hey, they'll come out and hang up your pictures and
or do all that put together an IKEA thing. Oh my gosh, I would pay someone so much to do that.
No. Sorry, I'm not doing it.
IKEA. Oh.
I put enough IKEA stuff together. I'm not doing that.
You get like a bookshelf and you have to clear your whole Saturday.
Yeah. I used to do a lot of teaching. Mm-hmm. So I have thought about making courses for Udemy.
Mm-hmm.
Right now in retirement, I do fire inspections of commercial properties.
Yeah.
Full time.
Yeah, I know.
And of course, someone gave me a nickname the other day. They recognized me from doing the podcast and all this.
Yeah.
They said, "You're the millionaire flight attendant."
I'm like, sure you're one of many.
That is a good point. There are many, but because we talk about it, I'm still uncomfortable saying that, but someone that is good with marketing said, if you don't say it, no one's going to want to believe you. Why would they listen to you? So we have to pretty much tell people we've done well. Now we're trying to give it to you. So anyway, that's my new nickname. Side gigs
that get you there to that $1 million.
Yeah. So I'm a flight attendant. And some of the reasons I'm going to do a whole YouTube video about that, why I do that. But one thing is I can fly around the world for free.
Yeah.
All I got to do is pay taxes. So now I can go to Australia for like $70.
Right.
That's not awesome. A bad gig, among a bunch of other reasons. Anyway, how about you?
Yeah, I've tried a little bit of everything here and there. Currently, I also teach, in addition to being a full-time lawyer with more than full-time hours, I teach online for a university as an adjunct instructor for undergraduate business law classes. So that takes up a lot of my weekend time, grading and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I've done the Airbnb. I've done it where I've rented out just a room in my house before, and just a small room with a dedicated guest bathroom, not even like in the room, but near the room, easily $1,000 a month. I've done the shipped grocery delivery when my husband was deployed and I didn't have much going on. I did a lot of these little side gigs just because I had lots of time and nothing to do.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've done the WeGo Look before. That one's pretty easy. Most of the time, I often find myself looking around my house, minimizing and selling things on Facebook Marketplace.
So basically what you're saying is all the people that are sitting around complaining they don't have money.
Yep.
There was a little discussion on Facebook I had with somebody and they were talking about their income and arguing about their employer not giving them money. I'm like, if you're sitting around watching Netflix, there's so many other things you could be doing.
Yep.
There's no reason.
It's not a matter of not having time because all of us have the same amount of time in a day. And if Craig and I can fit in these types of things, plus doing this podcast for free, which is not even a side gig, then it's more about not having a priority set.
You're in America. You already have a leg up over many people around the world. There's so many ways to make money today than in previous generations.
Oh, yeah. And we just went through some suggestions. There are, eons of other ideas on how to bring in extra income.
And I was working on a blog post that had about 100 of them on there that I found. So maybe I'll get that posted, and we'll share it out. No reason.
I bet we can post a list of 100.
Oh, let's easy. Do that, Craig. Easy.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, that's it.
That's awesome. Thank you. That's very timely. Very timely. Going into 2020.
Yeah. Get a side gig. Maybe that's one of your smart goals for 2020.
Not me. I'm done. I got too much going on right now.
All right.
Thank you very much, Amanda. That was awesome.
All right. Take care.
That was full. Don't forget to check out our website, rockonthemoney.com, for all the previous episodes. We have articles, show notes, everything right there, plus links directly to all of the podcast platforms where you can easily subscribe to the podcast, such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and many others. We really do appreciate all of your support. We have a lot of gratitude that you took the time to check us out. We really do appreciate it. Send us an email and tell us what you think. to podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. We'll see you again next time on Rock on the Money. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.